This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to shoot a special report for the Nightly News, getting into this article at Drudge Report. Obama cracks down on airplane emissions, buys massive new Air Force One. Biggest ever. Longest ever. Big special plane. Huge emissions. But that's okay because government's exempt. They're coming out with these new emissions that are basically taxes for the rest of the aircraft industry. Basically crippling U.S. manufacturers because the foreign manufacturers like Airbus won't follow it. But this bypasses all the chemtrailing that's being added to the jet fuel, the barium salts, the aluminum dioxide, that we know is going on, the geoengineering. We are not in Kansas anymore. And it is a dystopic situation that we're going into. We're trying to change that. There's still so many wonderful things in this world and good things happening, but so many markets, as LIBOR has shown us and currency speculation has shown us, we live in a rigged market, and that's what Kit Daniels broke down in this excellent report.
Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. Did you know the Bilderberg Group was directly responsible for the 1973 oil crisis that occurred here in America? Most people think it was OPEC that orchestrated the entire thing, but that wasn't quite the case. It was, in fact, the Bilderberg Group's idea. In May of 1973, about 5 months before the oil crisis occurred, the Bilderberg Group met in secret, and the meeting included several CEOs of oil companies such as Exxon and British Petroleum, as well as President Nixon's National Security Advisor, Henry Kissinger. They predicted that soon there'd be about a 400% increase in the price of oil. And then, you know, on October 6, 1973, after the meeting, the Yom Kippur War occurred, which directly led to the increase in oil prices. But how did the Bilderberg Group know this? They planned it. But why? As economist F. William Engdahl noted in his book, A Century of War, one enormous consequence of the ensuing 400% rise in OPEC oil prices was that investments of hundreds of millions of dollars by British Petroleum, Royal Dutch Shell, both of whom were present at the 1973 Bilderberg meeting, and other Anglo-American petroleum concerns in the risky North Sea could produce oil at a profit. He continued, the profitability of these new North Sea oil fields was not at all secure until after the OPEC price rises. So the Bilderberg Group came up with the idea of an oil crisis to ensure profitability for the oil companies connected to Bilderberg. And the former oil minister for Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Yamati, confirmed this. In 2001, Yamati said, I am 100% sure that the Americans were behind the increase in the price of oil. The oil companies were in real trouble at the time. They had borrowed a lot of money, and they needed a high oil price to save them. Yamati also said that when he visited Iran in 1974 on official oil business, he was told that it was in fact Henry Kissinger who wanted to raise the oil prices, and that Kissinger wanted a war in the Middle East in order to justify the said price increase. And a few weeks before the Yom Kippur War occurred, Kissinger, who was now the Secretary of State under Nixon, he issued a statement saying that if there was a war that was going to break out in the Middle East, that U.S. military intervention was completely out of the question. Basically, Kissinger used secret diplomatic channels to ensure that not only would the war happen as badly as possible, but that OPEC would use the war to justify a price increase. Kissinger downplayed the war, for example, to President Nixon and took control of the situation himself. In fact, the National Security Agency found out about the war 2 days before it happened, but they were told by the White House, under advisement from Kissinger, to sit on the information. And also, Kissinger told the Israelis to stand down and let the war happen. And the rest, you know, is history. The war occurred, the U.S. gave arms to Israel to fight in the war, and then OPEC, in response, embargoed the U.S., thereby increasing oil prices. Now, I added some links in the video description below that go more into detail about the Bilderberg Group's involvement with the 1973 oil crisis. But at the very least, remember this. The oil crisis shows us exactly why we must constantly watch the Bilderberg Group, and also begs the question, what are they up to now? Once again, this is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com, and keep checking back on Infowars.com for continued coverage of the Bilderberg meeting. And also, if you haven't already, subscribe to our new YouTube channel, Resistance News. And also to the InfoWars Underground Insider Newsletter.
You can find that at Infowars.com/newsletter if you do want to sign up for all the exclusive videos and articles that are exclusive to the newsletter. Nightly news, 7 o'clock.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young.
That's Johnny Cash bringing us in, 13.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell.
We're live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back.
We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News, and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. Huge broadcast lined up today. We have Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter, who's been heavily harassed by police. This is basically the worst he's ever seen. He's writing in The Guardian. At G7, we journalists were pampered at Bilderberg. We were harassed by police is the headline. He first started covering Bilderberg, I guess, about 10 years ago, 9 years ago. And at first, he was making jokes about it. And then when he got there, he quit making jokes real quick. And it totally politically changed his outlook. And now he's a serious journalist. He was a humor columnist for The Guardian. And then now he doesn't think things are funny. After he's been arrested and harassed and spied on and everything else that he's gone through. You see, one cannot be told about the Matrix. One has to see it for themselves. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the hole goes. You take the blue pill, and you go back to Fantasyland. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. And we see everything interconnected. Look at these headlines, Breitbart, and there's video of it. Paul Ryan's Pelosi-esque Obama trade moment. And here's the quote. Talk about Orwellian. It's declassified and made public once it's agreed to. And then he goes on. They have the quotes where he was saying it's not secret, but now he's saying it's secret. That's like Senator Rubio getting up on the Senate floor and saying that there's no spying period in America without warrants. I mean, that is an admitted lie, Clapper-esque level fraud. When the head of the NSA got up and said, we don't spy on anybody. What is that? I've never heard of it. And then his lawyer came out and goes, he forgot. Yeah, he just heads the NSA, building giant city-sized, you know, small-town-sized complexes, each building hundreds of thousands of square feet, some cases 15 buildings, spying on everything on record, all the whistleblowers, all the documents. And he goes, what? Spying? What? I know nothing, nothing. It's ridiculous. But WikiLeaks has doled out another little doblet of part of a subsection. They have all 28 subsections. They said it was 33. Now it's 28. Now they released two full sections and part of another. And surprise, surprise, it makes Obamacare worse. And it restricts all sorts of transactions. It's just horrible. Wow. And it's got climate taxes in it. Of course it does. I mean, we know what's in the EU. We know what's in the NAU. We know the agenda. It's always the same. And they won't let us see it. Like three times under Bush, the so-called immigration reform, but Senator Sessions would leak it each time. And then when we finally got Obama's new proposal, it was the exact same piece of legislation that they said was secret. Because they don't want you to see it because it's wildly unpopular, wildly unconstitutional. The only thing more wild is the 8% approval rating government in Gallup polls that continues to do this while amassing paramilitary force to try to illegitimately dominate a population that they have basically usurped. Here's another story. Revealed the secret immigration chapter in Obama's trade agreement. Discovered inside a huge tranche of secretive Obama trade documents released by WikiLeaks and key details on how technically a Republican voting for Trade Promotion Authority, TPA, that would fast-track trade deals like the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal would technically also be voting to massively expand President Obama's executive authority when it comes to immigration matters. And it goes through the document. Of course, globalism gets rid of borders. Everything we've seen out of TPP is a regurgitation of what we saw in 2007 when Judicial Watch, the founder of which is joining us today, Larry Klayman, sued and got 3,000 plus pages of the meeting. And let me tell you, I scanned over most of it. I read hundreds of pages of the stinking thing. That's why I quote it constantly, because I actually read it. Usually I just go to key subsections other people have already read and go right to the points. I mean, there's just tens of thousands of pages of this stuff a week to read. I can't read it all. But I spent time, as I was making the end game, reading that. And talk about a skeleton key to open every door on this. It's how they run the whole show. The corporations come in, the Fortune 100, they vote in a Congress. Then the secretaries of states of the countries that are there actually just basically certify the whole thing. Take the orders, admit they're taking orders, and then vote. And then that vote certifying what they just said is seen as basically treaty law, outside of law, and then it's implemented by bureaucracies and agencies, even if it doesn't pass Congress. And that's their excuse whenever they ignore Congress. They go, we've already done deals with NATO. We've already done deals with the UN. We've already done this. We're going ahead with it, even if you don't ratify it. And Congress just wants to be able to not get the political heat, so they won't vote for carbon taxes or shutting down power plants or opening borders or putting our military under NATO or arming al-Qaeda. But they'll just kind of turn their head and watch it happen. But now they're transferring to the president incredible centralized control. Here it is. WikiLeaks releases more of Obama trade draft. Altering health care, halting Medicare reform. Congress wouldn't be able to reform Medicare. It ends our country's sovereignty. It's one of the final world government documents. And Paul Ryan says you can't see it. Now, we got Rupert Murdoch preparing to step down as CEO from 21st Century Fox, putting his son in. That's a big move. We've got huge Bilderberg news. Our reporters joining us. A bunch of special reports that are very important. New Stingray systems that are even worse, and that's why I want to air this now. The minute I saw this report get filed last night, they were told by a, quote, informed local. They don't want to say by who. It was from someone who'd been inside the hotel, high level. We're just going to leave it at that. There are always people that do care about freedom and whose conscience pushes them. I'm going to skip this network break. This is so important. Only break I'm skipping. So stations shouldn't leave us here in 3 minutes. This is a network break coming up. The minute I saw the truck, because I talked to Paul about it when I got the video yesterday, and it was near dark that they got up there, and we're the only journalist so far to find a back road to get up and get actual video of the hotel. Notice all we have is photos. No one else has gotten video. Talk about something out of a science fiction movie. It looks like something from Geedy Prime. There's this big step pyramid, Aztec-style building. I expect they'll shoot Dust Till Dawn 2 there. And the locals are really upset, and they go, no, we've been told directly by the federal police that this is the jam communications. Well, I looked at the truck. We're going to show it here in a moment and play the video of your radio listener, Infowars.com/show. We have the free video feed, or DrudgeReport.com or Infowars.com. Both have the article from Infowars posted. You can go see the video in HD right there. But the minute I saw it, I said, guys, that doubles as basically a giant stingray. All the different arrays. Only one of the arrays is a jammer. Because I've talked to engineers in the past. I've been shown by folks secret surveillance trucks that Dallas and Houston and Austin have that are basically like the size of a beer truck. And then the sides open up into a whole communications command center. These awnings come out. Well, the German system's got four masts on it, or the Austrian system, same group. And what it does is it basically makes everybody's cell phone data go through it first. And they've got two more of the trucks out there that have extended even bigger towers, but they're out past the tree lines. You can only see the towers, but I'll assure you those are mounted on trailers or trucks. Three of them we can see. One truck, but two masts that have been extended. And so it's their own internal communication system, because the federal government of Austria is putting this on, but it also grabs all the surrounding town's cell phone data and runs it through and spies on it for keyword right there at the site. So it's a giant stingray system to illegally harvest folks' data. That's what those trucks do. When they have a warrant, they go out and then follow the mafia around or whatever, or Russian smugglers or whatever. That's what Austrians deal with a lot. And then can track everything that's happening. no matter how many phones, you know, the criminal group is using, they've got a warrant to target that whole spectrum and to hone in on who it is. That's, though, how they've expanded this out so wide now that it includes everybody. So this is a big international story that NSA-style systems are being deployed to defend against the press and coverage of the secretive group. Just like TPP's secret, this is secret because it's the very same group, and they can't operate if their agenda continues to be in secret. I know I'm stating the obvious to our old listeners, but for new listeners, that's why Bilderberg is so important. First, they said it didn't exist for decades. Then they said it doesn't have any power. Now they admit it has power, and they're trying to keep the public back miles away. But our reporters, who are going to be talking to in about 10 minutes, 12 minutes to be precise, were able to get up to an area on the perimeter where they put up a fence, where they say you get 2 weeks in jail, 500 euro, teleprompter free, folks, so I go off memory, euro fine. So great job to the crew getting this. It's so beautiful. I wish I was there looking at the HD video of the mist blowing over the pines and the fir trees and this bizarre pyramid building. Looks like an alien spacecraft that's landed or something. And, I mean, it just looks like a science fiction movie. And they're up there, and it's just so gorgeous with the Alps in the background. And then there's surveillance Imperial probe droid snorkels stuck up everywhere, jamming. Because we talked to the locals. Their cell phones, when you get right up the perimeter, don't work. We can't live stream from there. That's jammed. And when you start stepping, because they've got it tuned to where as you start getting near the perimeter, cell phones stop working. And people that go to the hotel, I'll just leave it at that, without giving away sources. Bilderberg's probably really mad right now. hey, not everybody's cowards, okay? Not everybody's going to roll over to your takeover. We know they are jamming. So the report's accurate. They are jamming. But the bigger issue is they're scooping all the data up. So let's go ahead and go to this report with our crew, Josh Owens, Rob Dew, and Paul Joseph Watson in Austria, Bilderberg 2015.
Rob Dew here reporting for InfoWars.com. We have some breaking news. First off, just over this way, we're going to show you some shots of this. We have a sighting of the Hotel Interalpen. We were able to see the site, and it's along the road going to the golf course. But that's not the big breaking news. The big breaking news is actually standing behind me. And what it looks like we have here is a communications type van, but not to enable communications, to disable communications. And here with more on that is Paul Joseph Watson, who just landed from Innsbruck today.
That's Paul, just how you communications.
Yeah, we were just talking to an informed local who told us a few other interesting things, but he directly said that this vehicle is basically designed to cut off communications for anybody in the nearby area trying to cover Bilderberg as media. So this could be a transmitter, we're not sure, but we were told directly that this van is being used to cut cell phone signals so people can't broadcast and cover this event. So it's not enough that they have checkpoints 6 miles around the perimeter. Now we can't even cover the event via, you know, standard cell phone coverage because they're directly interfering in people's communications. It's ridiculous.
And I'll tell you this, Paul, the Wi-Fi, we're supposed to have Wi-Fi at the place I'm staying at up on the mountain, and I haven't been able to get anything out of there. Only cell phone signals are the only thing that comes out. So I'm wondering if this has to do with that. There's also an antenna right over there. We'll shoot another long-range shot out of that so we can show you what that looks like. It looks like it was pretty recent put up, but that could also be part of
this
triangulation
right
grid that they're setting up to cut off communications.
Yeah, there was speculation during the Bundy Ranch siege that this was happening, that they were cutting off communications. That was never confirmed. We were told directly by a very informed local who said that this is exactly what's happening. So if they have to go to this level to shut down independent media and mainstream press coverage of this event, again, it illustrates how paranoid they are about any information leaking out of Bilderberg 2015.
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if after we put out this report that suddenly this area becomes off limits, because right now we are free to travel in this area. You can actually see the barrier over here. You're not allowed to go over that way, and there's a barrier on the other side of the road over there, and those are basically, if you step over that line or if you are caught on the other side of that line, it is a 500 euro fine or 2 weeks in jail, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, and it's obviously quite quite near the golf course, which is still open. That's outside the perimeter. But people could just wander into that security zone on a whim. You could get families out hiking on the weekend, not aware of what's going on with Bilderberg, and they could just wander in and be subject to a €500 fine. Again, it's insane.
Or if you knock your golf ball over into the finery, and that's your last one, and, hey, I could get my golf ball, and boom, €500 fine. Anything could happen. And guess what? Bilderberg is starting tomorrow. The elites will start landing at Innsbruck. They'll be taken here either by car, some might come by helicopter. Who knows how they're going to be getting here? Henry Kissinger, I think, is coming by teleportation device.
Well, I wouldn't put anything past him. But, I mean, this is a big story that, you know, we've been told that this van is there to cut out communications. There's nobody in it at the moment. I'm sure there has been at some point. So this is a major breaking story. Bilderberg directly interfering in communications to prevent coverage of their conference.
Yeah, they're stifling all forms of communication. But what would you expect in the home of Adolf Hitler? I don't know. This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com with Paul Joseph Watson. Here's the shot. Once again, if anybody out there knows what this is, please tell us in the comments of this video if we're wrong. But we've been told that this is a device, a communications device, to cut off communication to the outside world. Exactly what the elites want. They want to stay in shadows. They don't want to step out in the light and just say, hey, we're here to control you. We're here to control all your money. We want to get rid of cash so we can control everything about your life. They want to keep that hidden from you out there. And that's why we need to see people out there speaking up. We thank everybody for calling the police and letting them know that they cannot stifle journalists here. That really helped us out, so we really do appreciate it. Once again, this is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and Paul Joseph Watson. Thank you.
And we'll be talking to all those guys coming up here in about 6-7 minutes after we got a break. But if you watch the video at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you'll notice two other towers off in the distance. You can see the booms that they're telescopically hoisted on, and those are trucks or trailers that are out there, guaranteed. We just can't see because the trees are blocking. And those are Stingray systems. May not be from the company Stingray, but popularly known, that's one of the most highly purchased by law enforcement units. Even some small towns I was reading a few weeks ago have purchased. One town in California purchased 50 of them. Another town in California, 40 of them. And they're expensive. So now they're just going to have tons of police units without warrants driving around, grabbing everybody's cell phone data and just listening to it. It's illegal for a PI to have it. It's illegal for a citizen to have it, and I can see why. Of course, criminals, these have obviously fallen into the hands of criminals and hackers as well. And I get there's a bad criminal element out there, and sure, I bet you can really catch a lot of criminals and stuff like this. But the government then becomes corrupt having this and ends up framing people, ends up consolidating power every time things like this get turned against the people and the government itself. Look at how Congress is getting spied on by the CIA and the NSA. That's all come out. The British Parliament's being spied on. The German Reichstag, the Bundestag, is being spied on. It's come out. The bureaucracy and the private interest that get their people in control of it, that a corporate takeover of government. And it's mafia. It's not free market. And they want to meet in secret. It is a huge victory, though, that we're forcing it out in the open. I cannot reiterate that enough, that we're forcing TPP out, that we're forcing Bilderberg out, that we're forcing these same players out. I mean, it's Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller at the bottom of all of this. Because they were handed the reins of power in the 50s by the retiring and dying Rockefellers and Rothschilds of that time. That's why everybody grovels to Kissinger and grovels to David Rockefeller. If you look up the 30-plus organizations founded to push the UN, if you look at the organizations founded for the North American Union, every one of them was founded by the Carnegies and Rockefellers. And David Rockefeller, you could go to C-SPAN speeches he's given 25 years ago, 8 years ago, where he gets up there and talks about global government and all the organizations he's founded. And I'm just a simple banker, but I'm proud to have founded this organization. And then you go, look, he's founded them all. His family gave him the land the UN's on. So all these billionaires grovel to him because almost the whole world, the system, was chosen and designed by Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller. For almost 60 years, they've been running the Anglo-American power group. I mean, they're mega powerful. They're like Emperor Palpatine, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I was born in the soul of misery, and I never had me in me. They just gave me a number when I was
young. They have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back.
Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Coming up, two very important reports, The Delusions of King Barack Obama by John Bowne, and Laser Beams, Boeing's Weapons Get Sci-Fi Sound Effects. Leanne McAdoo looks deeply into that. We have another police officer shot in the back randomly, probably part of the war on local police, Soros' financing. That's out of the Houston Chronicle. We're going to be looking at that attempt. The officer is not dead, but is in the hospital. That's at least good news, because they want to kill a bunch of cops and get the cops all militarized, folks. It's the plan. People out there cheering stuff like this are idiots. Once a civil war starts, it's not going to be a joke. Scientists in a major report say lack of good gut bacteria could be giving you cancer. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at Rupert Murdoch preparing to step down as CEO from 21st Century Fox. Egyptian police arrest U.S. embassy worker on terror charges. Yeah, the Obama administration is running al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood inside of Egypt. That's come out in an Egyptian court. We already knew that, but it's really crazy that our government would be funding the enemies of our allies to put horrible people in charge to destroy one of the most populous countries, well, the most populous country in the Middle East. You talk about a powder keg situation. This is dangerous. Coming up, Paul Ryan, Pelosi-esque moment, says it's declassified, speaking of TPP, says it's declassified and made public, then they will release it to the public. So there you go. It's declassified and made public when it's agreed to. So you can read it after we pass it. And we know that it gives Obama dictatorial power over everything, and that's now coming out as WikiLeaks releases another piece of the puzzle. Now, again, joining us from Austria is Paul Joseph Watson, Rob Dew, and Josh Owens. Major new developments since we talked to them 21 hours ago here on the Wednesday edition, Bilderberg 2015, the very top, the paramount area of global power structure. The 150 members, they say it's 130, there's usually 15, 20 extra secret attendees, sit on top of all the major corporate boards, government boards, military boards, and then have their minions under them carrying out money laundering, snuff films, weapons contracts, illegal deals, arms sales to dictators. I mean, you name it, they're involved. Just pick anybody. They're involved at the top of Bilderberg, and they're just involved in every nastiness, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Henry Kissinger or David Rockefeller. It only gets worse. And, again, these are the people that went to the scientific technological elite that Eisenhower warned of in 1961 in his farewell address as Kennedy was coming in and decided to go with this eugenics plan. The computers, the checkpoints, the cell phones, the control grids, they've all... Brzezinski in 1976 wrote a book breaking it all down, The Technotronic Era. I remember being like 9 years old, and my dad said, when you get old enough, son, you need to read this. And I was like, what's the book about? He goes, well, the government brings in the drugs so they can control organized crime. And the government launders the money, and they're going to put in computers that control everything and track everyone. It's going to be just like Brave New World. And then later, when I was about, I don't know, 11 or 12, I read the Brzezinski book. Didn't understand much of it, but it seemed wild. Do you understand? I mean, he wrote books that they put Khmer Rouge in to kill a third of the Cambodian population. They write books bragging about their evil. That's who's at this meeting. And they set all this up. I mean, they are smart. They are powerful. There's a reason people worth $100 billion go to Bilderberg and grovel to them. You know, Bill Gates is gone, all of them. Because these guys built our world. I mean, they're the ones that are turning our world into a nightmare. That's why they're important. Every major UN property given to them by these people. All the corporate boards set up by these people. Since at least the late 50s, David Rockefeller... Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger, along with George Shultz and a few others, have run the entire country and thus the Western world. And they have set it all up. And they don't want you to know about it. They don't want you to discuss it as they prepare to merge the three global unions into one superstate under 10 subregions. Where did I read that? I remember being in Sunday school and they talked about the 10 regions, the 10 kings. I just, either it's all true and happening in prophecy, or the globalists are following it as a blueprint. Either way, it's real. Just like you could say, was science fiction written 100 years ago by Jules Verne, was he psychic or was he just a good guesser? Doesn't matter. What we envision ends up then manifesting. Given enough time, we take you now live to Austria in the Alps, outside of Telf. Paul Joseph Watson, give us your current location and what's happened in the last 21 hours.
Yeah, we're currently back at the hotel, Alex, uploading some videos. We've actually got an interview with Charlie Skin. It was also a big story last night. He was basically raided at midnight by the cops in his hotel for the reason of simply going to retrieve something from his car. They searched his vehicle again. They had flashlights out in his face. They entered his hotel again, checked his papers.
So there's the headline. London Guardian reporter raided in hotel room. Get it up right now. Bombshell information.
The video's already up, so the article's going to be up as soon as I get off the air here. But, yeah, again, they've been generally more friendly towards us, but we think that's obviously because, you know, Rob and Josh got in their faces with the camera. So
and we had people all over the world call them.
Yeah, you put all the numbers up. So they've generally been friendly towards us, but there was a protester arrested earlier today. They had an armored personnel carrier. And again, just think how pathetic this is.
Yeah, we've lost his Skype.
Right at the end. No.
Stop for a moment, Paul. We're going to try to reconnect with you. Or should you guys go back up to the roof? Because I know we're interviewing Skelton in 20 minutes. Perhaps, is Skelton with you?
No, Skelton's in a different hotel.
So is he joining us by phone, guys? Let's try to get you now to be able to start over. Maybe your Skype stabilized. Go back to the beginning, and I'm going to try to shut up and let you report. Charlie Skelton raided at his hotel. London Guardian reporter raided. Nighttime raid. Bilderberg police raid Guardian reporter. I mean, this is just insane, at his hotel. And then go back over what's happened.
Yeah, it was basically midnight to 1 a.m. He went out to retrieve something from his vehicle. The police immediately descended upon him, entered his lodge, started questioning all the people who were in there, demanded their papers, again, searched the vehicle. They had flashlights out, you know, shining them in their face. No, from what Skelton said, they were basically there for at least 20 minutes, maybe half an hour. He actually jumped in the shower because they were there so long. So we just got the video up on that today, shortly after I get off the air. So again, another example of the harassment. And then after that, I was saying they had an armored personnel carrier driving up the road towards the Interalpen Hotel to deal with what was literally less than 10 bloggers and journalists at the entrance to the hotel. There were about 3 protesters at the checkpoint at the bottom of the hill. From what I saw from the images, because we were as close to the hotel as we could get, because they give us that permission because we're staying in the lodge nearby. But at the bottom checkpoint, the first checkpoint, I saw no more than 3 or 4 protesters. One of those was arrested. So again, that's testament to the fact they've got 2,000 police out here to deal with probably a total of 24 journalists, bloggers, and protesters. 2,000 police.
Well, you know what Proverbs says, the wicked flee when none pursue. That's Proverbs 28:1. Obviously, the police aren't idiots. Obviously, the Bilderberg Group are not idiots. Why are they doing this when it villainizes them? Is it just because they're so disconnected and so arrogant they don't care, Paul?
I don't know whether they're acting on direct orders from Bilderberg. They obviously were in relation to what was going on right at the entrance to the hotel, because there was a security screw-up, not the first one, when one of the Bilderberg members arrived in a car and they couldn't confirm his papers or whatever. So he was literally sat there in the car. We were like 2 yards away. He was sat there for about 10, 15 minutes. Then another Bilderberg member arrived behind him, and they couldn't confirm his credentials. So that's not the first security screw-up that they've had. And we were basically right up against the car, but you can see absolutely nothing, even with the polarizing lens in, because these blacked out windows are so intense. We did capture some individuals, sent them out on Twitter, but again, they're very difficult to identify. But we did get as close as physically possible at the only entrance to the hotel right as they were driving in. We were literally 2 yards away from all the cars, and all those photos are on Twitter.
And we're showing some of those Twitter's tweet photos right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and directly from Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and also your Twitter account, Paul Joseph Watson. But that was my next question. You just got to it. A lot of them have started to arrive. We see photos of the bright green armored personnel carrier. That is a military type. That is a heavy armored vehicle. Simply insane. I see Charlie Skelton out there surrounded by, you know, the police vans and the police watching and the armored vehicle. Just simply ridiculous.
No, there were busloads of police going up and down all day. They were just sending more and more buses of police when literally nobody had turned up. I mean, to compare it to Switzerland, there were at least, you know, 50 to 75 protesters who weren't just bloggers and journalists. Now, right next to the hotel, it was a smattering. There were a few people from Italy, a few Americans there, and us, and that was basically it. It was less than 10 people at the peak time when all the Bilderberg members were arriving. And Rob Dew was also able to hike up into the mountains and get some really good shots directly onto the Bilderberg Hotel, really clear shots of the balconies.
Well, you couldn't get the Bilderberg men, but you did get the female police, and that you get a gold star for.
A lot of female police around, and in fact, the one that they encountered in the police station was at the checkpoint today at the bottom. We saw her again.
Oh, my goodness. It looks like the Swedish bikini team in dark blue uniforms. It's not bad on the eyes. Anyways, excuse me, folks. I am a man. Expanding on all this, though, Paul, the police didn't get hysterical in England. They didn't get hysterical in the U.S. They didn't get hysterical in Turkey. They didn't get hysterical anywhere. They did a little bit in Greece, but what is up with the Austrians? I mean, they're really following the Germanic stereotype of flipping out. Talking to Eskel and others, he said Germany's even worse. The hysteria of like 10 reporters and hundreds of police and armored vehicles, it's a joke. It'd be like armored vehicles showing up at a park where families are having picnics or something. I mean, what is the issue here?
I mean, they must realize how ridiculous it is seeing it today. And the other point is, again, there are no mainstream journalists there whatsoever. There was one RT cameraman who was staying in the same hotel as us, who we talked to, and he compared it. He was talking about Botswana and all these other places where he'd been, you know, thrown in jail for filming. He said it was somewhat approaching that. But again, up at the end,
alright, we got him having pause. Set him down for a moment. He's going to have to reset. We're going to come back in the next break, finish up with him, then talk to the other reporters, then get Charlie Skelton on. But really important information coming across from Paul Joseph Watson. I think we should go ahead and call Rob Dew on a cell phone, so when we come back he can be on video but with the cell phone audio. Or give Watson Dew's cell phone or vice versa. Let's do that. We're going to go to break and come back here in a moment and get some more of this intel. But looking at the Twitter photos that we're going to put into an article for Infowars.com of the armored vehicle joins Stingray snooping towers and jammers at Bilderberg. But the big headline is London Guardian accredited reporter covering Bilderberg for 9 years, no criminal record, media critic as well, well known, has TV shows in the UK, a part of TV shows. I mean, the cops know who everybody is. They have dossiers. They know that Skelton's harmless. And they raided him last night at his hotel and came into it at 1 a.m. This is pure intimidation and is shameful. But, again, what do you expect in Botswana or Somalia or Austria? And it is this love of authoritarianism that gave the world Adolf Hitler and hot blonde police women. But I'm just joking around, folks. This is just ridiculous. I just want to believe in people. I want to think of the good in people. But, man, government is just out of control, and they're run by a bunch of crooks. But we do have the first video of the hotel. They've kept people back. So far, our guys got it finally. That's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now. Paul Watson, he probably doesn't have more to add. Let's just get doing here because I want to go ahead and get the Charlie Skelton article up first. I want to break that right now with Paul Watson's video. Now, I have a sneaking suspicion this is going to go viral. Where is the press, though? Will you stand up for each other and free speech worldwide, or will you all aid the globalists in destroying freedom? Now, before I go any further, briefly, I told you we were running out of Survival Shield S2. We ran out for a couple days. We had a limited amount that got finished. It is a very small amount compared to what we had last time. And group is working on then getting more of the deep earth crystals and manufacturing more. But that could take months. So if you want to get Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, you've heard the rave reviews. A lot of folks have deficiencies. If you're going to talk to your physician and take iodine, I would suggest this because it's so pure. It's what I take. InfoWarsLife.com. It helps fund the operation. You can't lose.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Bilderberg 2015. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious in Austria.
Thank you.
are back live talking to Rob Dew, Paul Watson, and Josh Owens from their hotel outside Bilderberg 2015. What the elite don't want you to see, they don't want you aware of this. They want you to know all about Jenner and all about Kardashian and all about LeBron James and all this stuff that doesn't matter. We're in an epic battle against the scientific takeover that has decided to reduce world population by at least 90%. Publicly, they say 80%. And you know what? You can look at their arguments and see how we're hurting the earth and seeing lazy people in overpopulated Western countries in some areas that are overpopulated and argue, yeah, we should reduce human population. But they're doing it through soft kill in the food and water. They're even targeting smart, hardworking people. You can't do that and not become evil. And it turns out they're the worst people for the earth with GMO, genetic engineering, with all of it. So they're not even doing what they say they're doing. They're using that excuse to be totally Machiavellian and kill whoever they want. And I'm not endorsing eugenics. I'm saying I see their perspective. I understand their perspective. I don't agree with it. But they don't even follow what they claim they're doing it for. They really just like to hurt people. And humans will be weak and decadent by themselves. When it's encouraged and the skids are greased, we're in trouble. Again, it's very expensive for us to send our crew to Austria. We're able to do it because you do support InfoWars.com. We're running a 20% off special on ProPure G2 water pitchers, the best deal we've ever offered. We also are offering, again, the Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine is back in. Hopefully not for a limited time, but it looks like it'll be this last little run for a while. That truck is coming in to the fulfillment center today. In fact, it's arriving any minute from the laboratory. So InfoWarsLife.com. When it's sold out, it's sold out. Books, videos, T-shirts, it's all available there at the InfoWarsStore.com shopping center, and that's how we fund this operation. So thank you all for your support. But if you want your Survival Shield Mason 99X2, you want to stockpile it or hold some back or share it with friends and family, now's the time to act. We're also about to sell out of Prostaguard. It'll take a month or two to refill. And we're also about to sell out of oil of oregano or organic type. All right, shifting gears, only a few minutes in this segment. Rob Dew, give us your take on what you've seen in the last 21 hours. Things have escalated. Armored vehicles, 1 a.m. raids of London Guardian reporter. This is getting crazy.
Yeah, it definitely is. And right now, actually, outside our window, I've got Josh on standby with a camera. I saw two helicopters zip by real quickly. There's a big rainstorm coming in. We can see lightning over the mountains right now. And then another helicopter followed. I got the third helicopter. So there's a lot of helicopter activity right now outside, which is in contrast to what we saw. We didn't see any helicopter activity all day. So that is.
Well, they deliver a lot of people by helicopter. Sure, they deliver a lot of the scum by helicopter.
High-level people.
Yeah.
Totally. And so today when we were at the entrance, I was talking to a German who spoke really good English. And he said, you know, earlier today I was up on the mountain. I saw the great vantage point. I said, let's go. You know, we already had the other guys there getting video. And we hiked up this mountain trail, beautiful hike. And we get about halfway up the mountain and there's just this amazing shot of the hotel. So I've tweeted those out, sent them to the guys. Hopefully, I think they're turning them into backgrounds for you right now as well. We're trying to get this stuff out there as quick as we can. And on top of that, early this morning, we went to the golf course where the most likely the Bilderbergers will be there on Saturday from the intel we've received. And so we wanted to go scope out the place. We got probably within 150 yards of the actual hotel. That is the closest spot you can get. But
stay there. I want to talk about these surveillance trucks. Stay there. There's a delay in audio, folks. So that's...
This is GCN.
That's why we're talking over each other.
Communications Radio Network. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're paid. patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.
You are placed.